Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of 5 books, the latest book being Decision Making Mastery, and welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm in a beautiful part of Bali, in the northern part of Bali. It's a gorgeous day here and I'm looking out over the ocean. It's about 50 metres away, so you'll just have to take my word for it. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. So let's jump straight into this. I always want to make these podcasts as practical as possible so that you step away at the end of it, my 5 or 10 minutes, and you actually have something positively to bring into your life to raise your level of knowledge, wisdom, consciousness, creativity, your ability to thrive. So I want to serve you in the best way possible. So one of the things I teach about in decision-making mastery is the importance of having good quality information. I was in the military for 14 years. I finished up as a major, so I understand the side of things called intelligence and intelligence gathering and the quality of the intelligence and the information coming in through that intelligence stream has a big impact on the quality of the decisions that are being made, the quality of the likelihood of having those decisions and those plans put into place work out in your favour. So it's a huge piece. And I talk about the difference between assumptions and facts. And these days I'm also talking about there's assumptions, there's fact, and then there's truth. And truth is, it's got a different energy to it. It requires us to be able to feel whether that feels right or not. So that is definitely a part, a big part of discerning information. So what I wanted to do, you know, very practically in this podcast is talk to you about what information sources I use, particularly over the last 12 months in this information, disinformation, misinformation, and higgledy-piggledy, who knows what's coming from where sort of show. As you know, if you've listened to my stuff before, I'm not a big fan on the mainstream media, the mainstream narrative, and even what comes through governments, because for the last 20 years I've been reading, researching about health, physical health and mental health, certainly seeing what's happening behind the scenes in some of those big organisations, whether it's Big Pharma. Some unethical practices there and, you know, billion-dollar lawsuits against some of those for fraud and that sort of thing. So I'm less likely to trust that. So again, we want to make sure we're trusting credible sources. And if a source has been caught for lying, cheating, stealing or whatever, it's like if you've got a person in your life that lies, cheats, steals, are you going to trust the stories they tell you? Absolutely not. Or you're just going to like, yeah, okay, and then you'll go and verify that source somewhere else. So I'm very discerning about the ethics that are behind the track history, that are behind the vision behind an institution that's providing me information or an individual. So over the last 12 months, some of my favourite go-to sources have been, there's a guy called Tom Woods who's a historian who got into this thing, and he's very big on presenting data, you know, rather than a narrative which is, you know, emotional and can be twisted and turned and light can be shined on it in different directions to give a different impression, that sort of thing. He's like, here's the data, you know, here's the graph, you know, here's where certain mandates came in over the last 12 months, here's the impact of them, this is the graph. So I really like his work, and he sends out like a pretty much a Monday to Friday email, easy read, short read, punchy to the point, generally have some graphs and data in there so you can get a sense of what's going on. So that's a good one. And he does a podcast as well, the Tom Woods Show. The second source of information for me is I listen to Russell Brand, and I like Russell Brand because of his background as well. So his background, obviously, he was in the fame business, so he's had a, you know, quite a high level of notoriety, fame, so he's been in that circle. He's been working through the addiction thing, so he's, you know, transcended through his issues with addiction. He's very articulate, great sense of humour, that sort of stuff. And he's someone who I think has a relatively high level of consciousness in that he doesn't have a huge amount of bias. His bias is for humanity, what's good for society. So he looks at things from that perspective. So he'll look at, you know, relevant new sources and, like, coming from a place of non-bias, like, look at it from different perspectives. So I find those a very intelligent conversation, so I like listening to him. And the other one I listen to is J.P. Sears. I've been in the yoga space for 20-plus years, and when I first saw his videos, I just couldn't work him out. But that was because I'm sometimes a little bit linear in my thinking, so, you know, it takes me a while to get the handle on the satire. So I think he delivers some really cutting-edge news in his satirical way. So some of the news, certainly over the last 12 months, has been pretty horrific. He presents it in this satirical way, so have a bit of a chuckle about it, but still getting exposed to, you know, what are some of the relevant themes happening globally that aren't necessarily being presented by mainstream media. One of my favourite sources of information and what I like about this news service, it's called The High Wire by Del Bigtree. It's one of the most authentic in that during any of the information that's being presented, what they'll actually do is after the show, and the show comes out once a week, so it's aired in the States on a Thursday, what they'll do is the following week they'll send all the show notes, they'll send links to every scientific study they've quoted, every newspaper article they've cited, everything they've cited in their news broadcast is actually cited there. So that, I think, is one of the most transparent news sources, as again they're reporting what mainstream media is doing the ducking and weaving around. So really good there. The last episode they did, I can't remember the number of it, but I might put it down in the show notes, had a fantastic interview with a woman called Catherine Austin Fitz and her perspective on what might be some of the agendas going on. She comes from a background of working at a relatively high level in the federal government in the USA and also Wall Street, so gets the money side of things. And you've probably heard the saying, follow the money. So she certainly follows the money and understands that sort of thing. So she's got some really, really interesting things to share. So those would be my principal. Oh, the other one I almost forgot to mention was Children's Health Defence. So again, Robert Kennedy Jr. And he's been working for years in uncovering information about side effects of different vaccines and what the pharmaceutical industries are doing, also a lot of environmental stuff. He's a lawyer, obviously comes from a high-profile family, the Kennedy family. So the information he provides, again, he provides newsletters daily, nice journalistic pieces, everything's referenced. So again, because he's got pretty high profile, and because he comes from a legal background, he makes sure that the information that he presents has as much supporting information as possible and links to sources that he quotes in it. So again, I think it's a pretty powerful news source. There's a whole bunch of different people that I listen to get information from, and there's a pretty broad range. And, you know, I'm not too big on the idea of conspiracy theory. I'm more interested in hearing what someone's theory, and then I'll discern whether it makes sense or not based on other information I've got. Don't trust just one source, you know, verify that source, do your own research and that sort of thing. So that's a big thing I think we're being encouraged to do, is I think we've got a bit too complacent for too long and just believing what someone tells us. I think, and that's lulled us into a false sense of security, got us a little bit complacent. I think now we actually need to do a little bit of our own digging and that sort of stuff to verify sources, because so much different information coming in from different directions, and the mainstream media is completely compromised. You know, paid too much money by industry. Their relationship with government is a bit funky, and so it, in a lot of cases, is a bit of a propaganda machine. So we need to be really conscious of not doing that. For the last 20 years, I've stepped back from watching any news and reading any sort of principal main newspapers. I'm a big believer in if there's some information I want, I go out and search for it. And I also very interested in what's self-evident for me. So I look around, I talk to different people in different countries, in different places, and say, hey, what's really going on the ground there? And I live in Bali, and there might be cases where, you know, family back in Australia, oh, I hear there's a really bad thing with rabies, and, you know, it's a really dangerous thing and going on. And I'm like, I'm in Bali, and I haven't even heard a peep about it. I see nothing about it. No one's talking about it. It's got zero relevance, but it's a big news story. In Australia, it's some fear porn or whatever. So again, I've stopped listening to that. So again, for alternate news sources. So there's just some ideas for you to have a flick through. And if I can think of any others that I might actually use as well. And again, I might sort of say, these are my pieces. Have a look, see whether they resonate for you. If they don't resonate for you, back away from them and find your own sources of information. But there you go, just an information piece. I hope that is useful for you. Hope you can put that into place. Again, that idea of it's hard to make good decisions if we have poor information, if we have assumptions. Turn it into facts and truth. And to get to truth, we need to be able to listen to our body and feel, does that feel like there's truth within that? So there you go. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. Have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.